Welcome to Sinless Productions. Kwizata is stopping music and this is something I want to talk about it as a fan that I've been bashing him always, like always ask myself. And sometimes like there's certain things that I draw about him. I was like, why is he doing or why is he not doing music anymore? Because I actually never understood that. Although certain things happen back, I think 2 years time, I think 2 years back, certain things happened between him and Ghana, but I never knew this is how serious the whole thing was. I never knew this is how people are actually playing things with him, to the extent that he is quitting music, he's just done with music. And this is happening because actually the people who give him that motive that he can do it, that's how I see it. The people who started with him are no longer with him. They are the people, it's not like they are no longer with him. I mean, they are the people who are dragging him down. Like, they are the people who seems like they don't even want him to do this music. They are the people who are doing certain things like they just want him to do this music because of their benefits. They think the fame is just enough for him and not the money. But this is so helpful to say that you believe maybe you have friends that you are doing this with, that maybe you are hustling with them, you have the talent, somebody have the investor, and somebody become the hype man. So this is about like three people. That's Glenn, I forgot this guy's name, Kwizata, and the guy who everyone thought he runs the Grand Up. So Glenn is the investor who puts in money. Then this guy that I've forgotten his name, Big Homie is like almost the hype man. Like he's the hype man. That's how I see him. And Kwizata had the talent to do the music. So we have these three people who build this whole thing, who built the Grand Up thing. But what happened along the way, around the 2020 coming out to 2024, I think this 4 years, it hasn't been an easy journey because people have a lot to say, but people decided not to say anything. And from that, because Kwizata doesn't want to talk much about this, because Kwizata want to quit this so that everybody will just stop asking him much about this, he decided to quit and also give up on his fans. Looking at this as a major fan, as someone who people say, like on a daily basis, say that you look like Kwizata, like I feel like, why is this happening? Because Kwizata doesn't deserve this. Kwizata deserves better, looking at how he helped build up this Grand Up. Because it's not just about him, it's about three people. And he's just a quarter of it. Although they are not four doors, but he's just like one third of it. Okay, so let me use the one third of it. So, why is this happening? With Kwizata, and what a lot of people have said, it seems like there's so much stories on this. And I don't know how this whole thing is running. And to be frank, like I just wish I'll get the other side of the story. And that's what I think Kuji Sheldon is doing. Kuji Sheldon is trying to get Big Homie Flea and see if he can get Big Homie side of story. And what if Big Homie too is siding with Kwizata? And what if Big Homie too is siding on his own, like the Glenn guy is siding on his own, Kwizata is siding on his own, and this guy, so he's divided into three, like nobody they listen to anybody. But this is so sad to say that I don't know, because looking at the inspiration of Kwizata on the street, looking at the dominance of Kwizata on the street, looking at, like, I even did a video on asking Meek Mill to feature Kwizata. Like, I never knew this is happening. I never knew Kwisiata is totally quitting this. If I could inherit talent, like I would take the talent for him, because the guy has so much talent to say that, like, I just can't see him go. I just can't see Kwisiata without music. Last week, I made a video on why Kwisiata, this song, Jungle Music, wasn't going higher, like, because he just released it and left it without anything. I was like, ah, this is why Kwisiata's Jungle Music is not making it. And see, with all, I got everything wrong, because it was much more than what I actually thought. This was much more than what I actually thought it was. Looking at how the whole story is, Kwisiata just dropped that Jungle Music because he wants to drop it for his fans, but he doesn't want anything from it. That's how the whole thing goes. Like, he doesn't want anything from it, and he just wants, like, He's just throwing it out there so that your fans will listen to it. People want to listen to it, will listen to it. But as much as promotion is concerned, he actually tried to do something with on Instagram pages and also on other social media pages. But I was like, that's not enough, because I never knew this was what he was going through. I never knew. He just wanted to shut this music down. I'm sure he's planning on how to stop recording, because as an artist, you can't easily stop recording. I'm sure he's planning on how to stop writing, but I'm sure he's not going to take it easy at all. And with this, like, to be honest, I just don't know. And I just wish he'd come back. Sometimes I just wish they solve things up, but if not that too, then he's just like, the whole thing is that the people who, I wish he quit the Grand Lab and move on, like all those things, but the thing is that anybody that is giving him the, like, they grew up together, grew up in the same community. I believe a lot of things happen between them, so the inspiration, He had a lot of inspiration from these guys, because I'm saying that Big Homie Flay seems like the hype man in the group or in the label. So he has been with them. Glenn is a boss himself. He is trying to push in the money. He is, at the same time, he is the one who motivated him. Feel like getting money is not easy, although he is a rabbit between them. But looking at this, this is so sad. For the label, this is so sad for Kwisiata himself, and I just wish Kwisiata will find a way. Kwisiata will have that motivation. Kwisiata will, like, will have that passion for this music one more time, because, like, this happens. Like, this happens almost every day. Like, this happens between, like, normal job, between any kind of, like, anywhere that people get it. Like, any, like, in every association, any label, anything. Like, everybody have their own plan, like, everybody have their own problems. Talking about for Black Sheriff and this label, I don't know why I keep forgetting that morning. Talking about Black Sheriff and his label, they also have their up and downs. Now I think they are suffering, because you can't see it. It seems like Black Sheriff is happy, like all those things, but actually, let this be realistic. I think these labels have to consider certain things when they are looking at this artist, because Charlie, I know, see, most of these young artists are hungry for fame. It's not more about fame. They don't want their song to go, because you having the fans, you be so talented, and you at the moment or at this time your song or your talent is not going anywhere. It's so frustrating. So sometimes if they have somebody that can help them, they feel like, Charlie, you just help me, give me the contract, let me sign. You don't read anything. They just go all out and sign. But in the long run, all this will be happening. And when this happening, it feels so sad, Charlie. It feels so sad. And I just wish things like this, like, nobody can stop an Anagon artist from signing this kind of contract because they want this. They want Mama to feel proud. They want everybody around them to feel proud. They want to go international. Just like everyone is going with their talents. So with this, they don't care about any kind of contract that you give them. They just go all out and sign it. Then after they feel, after everything, they feel like Charlie, like the participant. So maybe they can feel like, okay, maybe they can leave this person for the next 2 years. Then after the next 2 years, they feel like Charlie, why can't we change the contract? Because it's like now, we both should benefit. And that's where everything like this happens. So with that being said, thank you all for watching this production. See you on the next dates.